You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard. Thanks for joining me. On today's show, I've taken some of your most asked email questions, and hopefully I'll provide you with answers that will move you along with better feeding of your pet. Because this is summer, and at present, we have over 16 states experiencing extreme heat. I've gotten a lot of questions on pets not wanting to eat much during these excessive conditions. And do you blame them? Your pet will decide for himself the amount of food he cares to consume and will generally eat less when it's hot. After all, he's probably not too active, and neither are you. But I do recommend lighter meals than normal and more frequent small meals. Like if you're feeding your pet naturally, that's even better. It takes considerably more water for your pet to digest dry food and water that is needed to keep him hydrated he's using for digestion. The other thing I would suggest is feeding like, you know, small cans of sardines and water. There, you could feed him one or two fish every a couple times a day, and that gives enough nourishment. But at the same time, sardines are really easy for your dog or your cat to digest. And it also has a lot of great fat, which helps with the inflammation that might come from high humidity. Also, go to your health food store or even a better grocery store and you can buy coconut water. And it's good for you and your pet during the warmer summer months. Coconut water will add electrolytes to your pet's diet, helping him to stay hydrated. And I always put a couple of tablespoons in a bowl of water, and even my cats like to drink it. And you'll need to change the water a couple times throughout the day to kind of upgrade the electrolytes. I recommend that you read the ingredients of the brand of coconut water that you might find and you're buying, because some of the companies add flavoring. And for your pet, it's always best to just give it to them plain with no additional sugars added or flavors. And another question I get asked a lot is, how long can I freeze uncooked meat? So ground meat such as hamburger, chicken, turkey, it has the most spoilage. So its freeze length is only about 2 to 3 months. Beef or steaks, you can keep for about 10 to 12 months. Now remember, this is uncooked. And chicken pieces like legs, thighs, etc., are about 6 months freeze time. Fatty fish like salmon, you can only keep for about 2 months. And other fish like trout or cod, you can be kept frozen up to 6 months. So be sure to mark the date on each frozen package so you're just not guessing about when you put it in the freezer. If your mind is like mine, it's just really not good to guess. You just really want to mark it and just keep an eye on it, put it on your calendar. And you also have the option of slightly cooking these meats, you know, if you want to keep them longer. But something like salmon can still only be kept for an additional month with cooking the meat slightly. So let's take a quick break before we dive into a few more questions, and we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home for her.
Enter the code PETCHEF10, PETCHEF, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at petco.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker, the first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker, one place, every woman.
Go to ladyfootlocker.com and enter the code AFTPC1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more, or enter the code AFTPC2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at ladyfootlocker.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley, the giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out in the world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure. Good boy.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. Another question I get asked a lot is, my dog likes to eat dirt. Is that okay? When I see a dog self-medicating, is the way I put it, I pay attention to how often he is doing it. Dirt can provide your dog with additional minerals, or if the dirt has a lot of clay in it, he may be trying to naturally detox himself. It might be a signal for you to add additional minerals to his food and his diet. And I would prefer it in the form of food, not supplements. Adding an extra vegetable daily might help, or if you're feeding your dog just chicken, you might get courageous and add organ meat at least twice a week. You can also add supplements like a multi-mineral, and you really want to check and make sure that they're quality. A lot of people buy things at Costco or some of the big box stores, Walmart, and you really still have to pay attention to the ingredients on all supplements. Let's just take an example of fish oil. I've seen fish oil in Costco and Walmart, and you know it's at a good price, and then you read the ingredients, and the ingredient list barely even says anything about fish oil. It has soy oil in it or some sort of plant oil, sometimes even canola oil. Those are just fillers. They're filling it in and then they're putting a little tiny bit of fish oil. And there's also a whole bunch of other ingredients. What basically you really just want a few ingredients in there, and mainly the first one should be fish oil. And that's it. So what you're paying for is really what you're getting. So you really want to pay attention to that. The deals that you might think you're getting, you're really not. And your dog does not need soy oil at all, and even canola oil. Another way to add more minerals might be to give your dog raw bones. These are necessary in a dog's diet. And giving your dog's bones 2 to 3 times a week might add just what he needs. And make sure they are not cooked. And they're large meat bones. And you're also supervising your dog with the bones. I've seen people just throw bones out in the yard and they have piles and piles of bones out there. The thing is particularly in the summer months, the bones break down pretty quickly. And if you have a large dog, particularly, he can break those bones down pretty easily and get caught with a small piece in his mouth. And then you might have more problems than you started with. So pay attention to that. At least put it on your calendar once a week to walk your backyard or your area, even in your house, and discard those bones that have been around for a long time or at least over a week, because that's very important. And what about dirt? You know, I consider dirt to be a missing component in the health of our pets. And I think we overdo the grooming and bathing of dogs or cats, and they need dirt in their lives. Have you ever watched a cat go outside and he just immediately, the first thing he does is roll in the dirt? Or have you ever watched a horse? They roll in the dirt to bathe themselves, pretty much to clean themselves. You know, dirt is really important in an animal's health, and most people are so obsessed with keeping our animals too clean with all of the chemicals and everything that we put on animals just to keep them clean. We're actually washing away some of their natural oils that protect their skin, particularly about this time of the year when it's so warm and there's a lot of sunshine. But if you want to understand the magic of dirt for all of us, human or animal, then I suggest you rent the DVD Dirt the Movie. It's available on Netflix. And yes, there is a movie all about dirt. And it'll shape up your attitude on how necessary dirt is in our lives and that of our animals that we live with. And I really can't say it any better than the movie. So I hope you do rush out and get it, because it's a great movie. It's very inspiring. And I think you'll enjoy it. Your kids will love it, because it'll give them an opportunity to go out and get dirty. And another question I get a lot is, how do I transition my dog to a new diet? Well, what if I told you that transitioning your dog to a new food is all hype? Would you believe me? Probably not. Why? Because you're the one who's been trained to believe that transitioning is necessary. Everyone has asked me that question. Should I transition my dog from one food to another? If you want to, is usually my answer. Transitioning a dog when giving him new food has become the battle cry of America. You know, most people and dogs around the world, from the street dogs in Ecuador to the people sitting in restaurants with their dogs in Paris, they never seem to have gotten that memo. Where did this programming come from here in the United States? Well, take your pick. Commercial pet food companies, it's written right on the bag. Veterinarians, TV commercials, dog trainers, vet techs, animal shelters, your mother, your uncle, your neighbor, the creepy 8-year-old kid up the street. And occasionally it even comes from your dog himself in the form of vomit or loose stools. But, and this is a big but, here's where you have to use your common sense. It has all to do with commercial food. Yes, when you change dramatically from crappy food that's meant to be fed to a chicken with all of its corn and wheat and soy and byproducts that your dog shouldn't even, or your cat shouldn't even be eating, and you change to a better commercial food or preferably a natural diet, things might get a bit stirred up in the centrifuge. Really, you should be happy to see this happen. It's coming out, not staying in. Changing your dog's diet from commercial food to commercial food may have some problems, but I'd be the one standing there scratching my head and saying to myself, you know, this doesn't make sense. It says on the bag this is supposed to be nourishing food. Why would it create such a rumble? That in itself would be enough ammunition for me to reconsider commercial food. And here's a marketing tip for you. When you want someone to stay with your product, scare them into it. The cautionary insert on the back of the commercial food bag tells you that changing food can cause temporary problems, like loose stools all over your white rug, or you'll be faced with early morning duty calls or vomit on your new sports jacket. Hey, who wants that? So you say, let's just stay with this old food, even though we know it's not good for the dog or the cat, or he doesn't want to eat it. The vet says that he'll eat it if he gets hungry enough. Well, the big surprise comes when you transition your dog to natural food and he shows very few signs of any problems. What do you think that's all about? You think his stomach might know what to do with that food? Maybe. If your dog is having problems, try plain yogurt in between his meals. Never put the yogurt on top of your dog's other food. Just give it separate. And make sure that it's plain. Do not include the fruit, you know, like strawberries or whatever, just plain yogurt. I prefer giving a probiotic on a daily basis. That helps restore good bacteria in his gut. And you can buy one online or at a feed store or at a pet store. Probiotics are pretty common now anywhere. And also my favorite is apple cider vinegar. If you have a syringe, use one capful of apple cider vinegar to two capfuls of water and put the syringe into the side of your dog's mouth and insert the mixture. Or use two capfuls in your dog's water on a daily basis. And don't forget that there's a big difference between apple cider vinegar that has been filtered and unfiltered, and you want only the unfiltered kind. It kind of is, it's not very clear. It has this stuff floating around in it, and that's called the mother, and that's all the good stuff in there. So usually the only place you can buy that is in a health food section of one of your major stores or in a better quality store. Do not buy it at a regular store in the vinegar section because that has all been filtered. That's not going to help you much. If that's all you have, you can still try it, but it's not going to give you a lot of really good acid. And what that does is, like, if your dog has diarrhea or loose stools, it pretty much stops all that within an hour or so. And if it doesn't, you can try it again in about 2 or 3 hours. Do not overdo it any more than what I have told you earlier, but it really puts an end to everything. So after we take a break, I'll give you a quick recipe for making a fun treat for your dog. So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/chef, C-H-E-F, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to KidsFootLocker.com. Enter the code AFTPC1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFTPC2KF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at KidsFootLocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to florop.com and use the code PETCHEF1 at checkout. FLEUROP.com, code word PETCHEF and the number 1.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I have a fun treat for you to make for your dog. It's a jerky, meat jerky treat, kind of like the ones that you see in Walmart or whatever, and they come from China, and they're $10 to $12 for a package. You can make your own. And, you know, it's a lot less expensive than buying these at the store, but the only problem is you do have to buy a dehydrator if you don't already have one. But, you know, I've seen a lot of them at thrift stores. People buy them and they think they're going to use them, and they try it once and they find it's too much work for them or that's not of interest, so they dump it. And I've seen them all over at thrift stores, on eBay, Craigslist, for really very, very inexpensive, $20. I just saw one on Craigslist the other day for $20, and it was stacked about 8 stacks high, so that's a really good one. And it's good to keep one around anyway, just in case, you know, you might need to dehydrate food for long-term storage for yourself or even for camping trips. It's really great. And this meat jerky can also be made for your dog for road or camping trips, and it can suffice as a good snack until you get to your destination, just in case your dog might get car sick. You know, it's really good to just keep some food in him but not give him all of his heavy-duty stuff until you get to wherever you're going. And you can use beef or chicken or even buffalo. I'd use buffalo if it's on sale. What you do is you take the culinary scissors, and I like culinary scissors over anything, over any kind of knife, because you've got more control over them and it's so much easier to cut meat. And what you have to do is cut the obvious fat off of the meat right away. The fat will cause the jerky to spoil much faster. So then you cut the meat into long strips. And if that's kind of difficult for you, an easier way to do this is to slightly freeze the meat first. And that way it cuts very simply. Freezing for just an hour will do before you start cutting the strips. And it just makes it a little firm, and that's the best way to do it. Then you lay the strips in the dehydrator racks with enough room between the pieces to allow air to flow around the meat. And it will take somewhere between 2 to 6 hours for the process to be completed. And that all depends on the type of meat and the thickness of the meat. I've even done fish, and I got a whole bunch of fish from some friends of ours that came down from Alaska. And it really worked out really great. I made some fish strips, fish jerky, and it was fantastic. And it moved along very quickly. I think it took me about 2.5 hours in the dehydrator because it was basically more water than anything. After the dehydrating is complete, you want to cut into the jerky. Just take a piece to make sure it's not raw inside. You'll be able to see that right away because there'll be a difference on the outside and the inside. And it should turn a deep brown or burgundy color. That pretty much will tell you that it's done. Then you place the strips in plastic Ziploc bags and you store them in the refrigerator or the freezer. If you're not going to use them for a while, you stick it in the freezer and then you thaw when needed. You know, I use these for training treats, for dog training. I use them for, you know, just the regular treats for my dogs, or when I'm going to a client's house and I'm meeting a dog for the first time, I usually carry these treats with me. They're just meat. And that's it. They just are meat, which is just protein, and there's nothing on them. You don't have any salts. You don't have anything on them. You cannot keep these for longer than, I wouldn't keep them frozen for longer than a month or two maximum in your freezer. So I appreciate all of your email questions, and keep them coming. And I thank you for listening, and I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, smelllikeadog.com, where you can get a copy of my new book, The Dog Chef's Road Food Manual. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey@PetLifeRadio.com. Until next time, bon appetit.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.